Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, as we wait for your coming, help us see your glory and love through the reading and hearing of your word. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Romans 13, verses 11 through 14. And if you care to follow along, it's on page 987 of your pew Bible. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Some of you may know that I have an older brother. My brother Jeff is 5 years older than me. Does anybody have an older sibling in here? Brother, sister, right? My older brother was my everything. Still is in a lot of ways. 5 years older, he was something of an idol for me. I wanted to be just like Jeff. Some days I still do. I watched whatever he did and wanted to do it. I wanted to do it right then. I mean, when he was learning how to ride a bicycle, I was right behind him on my tricycle. When he learned how to drive, I was ready to do the same. And that's when I learned an important phrase, a phrase that my father would repeat to me over and over and over again, a phrase that went like this: Chris, your time's coming. Your time's coming. 5 years. That's a long time to wait. 5 years for your time to come. Today we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. Advent, that word, literally means coming. During the season of Advent, we celebrate that Christ is coming. Advent's also about waiting. We are waiting for Christ to come. But did you notice that language? Did you see it in the liturgy that the Green family shared with us? Christ is coming. That's how the church has always talked about it. We are celebrating the coming of Christ as if it's some future event. Christ is coming. We don't say Christ came. Some past event that if we just could remember with fondness and melancholy. No, Advent is about anticipation, the coming of Christ, some active moving towards a future. Christ is coming. Notice what Paul says to the Romans in the reading from this morning. Now is the moment when you are to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Did you hear that? The night is far gone. The day is near. But wait a minute. If the night is gone, shouldn't the day be Here, I mean, if nighttime is over, what's left? Daytime. But Paul says, no, the night is far gone. The day is near. Here we stand in this between times. The night is over. The day has not yet come. Here we stand in between. Paul says, in that waiting time, in that in-between, between the night that is past and the day that is yet to come, in that in-between, there is work to be done. This isn't just idle waiting, just passing the time. Paul says there's work to be done. He says it this way, let us then lay aside the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling or drunkenness, not in debauchery or licentiousness, not in quarreling or jealousy. No, instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, there is work to be done. On this first Sunday of Advent, we are beginning a work. My dad said it this way, your time is coming. Dad was telling me that I had to wait, and for me it was 5 years of waiting. But don't just think I watched the clock and counted the years. No, no. During those 5 long years of waiting, I paid attention. I watched what my brother did. I tried to learn from his successes and learn from his failures. I practiced and tried on different things. It wasn't idle time just standing by waiting. Your time's coming. Man, I had work to do. I had getting ready to do. I had growing up to do. I had opportunities to try things out, to grow and to learn and to watch. Advent tells us your time's coming. Christ is coming. So pay attention. Get ready. Watch and see what God is already doing. So let me share with you a spiritual practice to try during this Advent season. Some of you may already do it and don't know that you're doing it. This is a spiritual practice, and I notice that our children in Sunday school, they do this. They do highs and lows. What was one good thing? What was your high for this week or this day? What was one good thing that happened to you where you felt life and energy full of wonder and joy? What was the good thing? And then imagine what the next question would be. What was one bad thing? What was the low? What was that point where you felt lack of energy or fear or anxiety? The high, the low. Now here's the next step that takes it to a deeper level. Where did you see God? Or the next question might make it clear. Where do you wish you had seen God? See, those highs, those lows, those questions about God's presence or perhaps God's absence, that's all about paying attention to our life. If you want the $10 Latin phrase, or French phrase, sorry, it's examen. We English types would say examine. An ancient spiritual practice started by Ignatius of Loyola, a daily practice of examining your life, the highs, the lows, where was God at work today? Where do you wish God had been? During the Advent season, as we pay attention to our lives, we may well see where God is at work. Or in those low moments, those places where we think God may be absent, we may well see where God needs us to be at work. Christ is coming. Christ is coming in the babe born in Bethlehem. Yes, Christ is coming in the risen Christ from the grave. Christ is coming again to reign in glory. Christ is coming into our hearts, preparing us to do the works of Christ while we watch and pray. Paul says now. Now is the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us than when we first became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Your time's coming. Christ is coming to the glory of God.